Yeah, there's the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. Perfect song to kick off your Friday. What would it be, the old theme song to the crunchy ad?
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, that is what it's from. I knew it was. I couldn't think of where I knew it.
Thank crunchy, it's Friday.
Thank crunchy, it's Friday indeed.
That's what it was all about.
Jeepers almighty.
Actually, do you know something? Now, you're partial to a crunchy, are you?
I am, I do. I love a crunchy.
I might buy you a crunchy today.
Oh, I'd love a crunchy. I think no bar comes out of a fridge better than a crunchy, I'd say.
Because I think, well, in fairness, like I think you've been short-changed on your cock and millish.
Oh my
for
god.
Your victory.
About time somebody said it.
I might buy you a crunchy today. See, it's just unfortunate what with me not being able to leave the studio and everything. You know, because there's nobody else here who can press the buttons and everything.
Don't worry about the buttons. Don't worry, there's only three of them that matter. That's what I've been told. I don't even know if those ones work.
We'll have to try it, yeah. I might have to do an emergency supplies run and get you a crunchy.
Anyway, we're off air for 20 minutes. And it's grand.
What do you mean we're off air for 20 minutes?
If you leave, you know what I mean? If there's a queue.
You're saying it's all about priorities. It's more important for you to get your crunchy than it is for the nation to get their radio fix of PJ and Jim.
Exactly. Oh, you know, I could just take your phone and revolute away there on your phone. Yeah, I just need your pen and
Revolute Crunchy.
Yeah, Revolute Crunchy, yeah.
I love it. Technology's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it
sure
is.
What times we live in.
I know, yeah.
It's amazing.
Revolute Crunchy straight out of the fridge.
Happy Friday, folks. Friday 11th of September, almost 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Hopefully you're in Friday form. Looking forward to the weekend. And looking forward to maybe ramming a crunchy somewhere into your face.
Yeah. I didn't know where that sentence was going to end. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad it finished with Face, though. I think it made us all happy.
La la la. Blur, Country House here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 12 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. For some reason, my machines keep falling apart.
Flashing on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know what's going on. Weirdness is prevailing on a Friday.
I don't know what that's about. I'm having a serious case of flashy screen here.
Yeah. Anyway, the gremlins are in. Somebody's been interfering with us.
They have. Someone's definitely been interfering with our bits.
Right. Birthdays for this Friday, 11th of September. It's almost 13 minutes past 6. Happy Friday to you folks. Kicking off with an absolute legend of the beautiful game. Franz Beckenbauer.
Beckenbauer, right.
Is celebrating his birthday today.
Is he the Flying Dutchman? No.
No, because he's German.
That makes, yeah. that would make a lot of sense, like, when you put it that way. If you're going to be specific about it, I suppose it's not him. You know, if you're going to insist that he's not actually just Dennis Bergkamp.
The one flaw with him being the Flying Dutchman is the fact that he's German.
And he's not German. His name isn't Dennis Bergkamp.
Regarded maybe as the greatest German footballer of all time, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, captain of West Germany when they lifted the World Cup in 74.
Wow.
Was the manager, actually, when Germany won it in 1990.
Was he?
Yeah. Isn't he famously like the chairman or CEO or something important in Bayern Munich as well, isn't he?
Oh, of course he is, yeah. I think everything that's half decent gets sucked up by Bayern Munich.
Speaking of Beckenbauer, right, I was out for lunch with Dan, you know, my son Dan.
Yeah.
And we were chatting about football stuff or whatever, and we were just, and John Stones that plays for Man City.
Yeah, yeah.
Went from Everton to Man City. He came up in conversation about something, and apparently he was once nicknamed, right, which I thought was brilliant. He was once nicknamed the Barnsley Beckenbauer.
The Barnsley Beckenbauer? What an amazing name.
Because they thought he was going to be a superstar. They thought he had, you know, to go to... And, he was nicknamed the Barnsley Beckenbauer.
Some things should never be put together. That's like saying, isn't it? It's like saying the Mullingar Madonna. It's even worse than the Mullingar Maradona, actually.
I don't know many singers from Mullingar.
Or the Portlaoise Pele. You know, there's all of that sort of... It's all messing, really, isn't it?
Anyway, the legendary Franz Beckenbauer.
Well, I...
Not a young man now, obviously.
Well, yeah, but he can't be that old.
Well, if he played...
In 1990?
No, he was the manager in 1990.
He was the manager in 1990.
No, he played in 1974.
So like 73.
Not bad. 75.
Okay.
Not a bad start. Right. Somebody you were talking about the other day, Moby.
Moby, yeah.
Celebrating his birthday today.
What would he do for his birthday? Can you imagine what a dour occasion that is? You know what I mean? There'd be no crunchy out of your fridge. There'd be no stick of crunchy into your face hole there, Mr. Moby.
No, for a start, it would have to be vegan.
Yeah, definitely vegan.
Yeah.
And he upsets everybody, doesn't he?
And
there
has to be quiet as well.
Yeah, everybody, can everybody just be cool? I'm listening to my avocado music. He wrote his book last year and he caused all kinds of trouble.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was he giving out?
No, he was saying stories and loads of people were coming out saying, there's literally no truth to that now.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a bit of a
Walter Mitty job, is he?
I think he's a bit of a what's your name? Michael Snipe, is that his name? Out of REM.
Michael Stipe.
Stipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snipe might have been you making a bit of a Freudian slip.
Maybe. Sneaky old snipe. Yeah. He's a bit of a sneaky old snipe. He's a Michael Snipe. He's a sneaky snipe.
You know he's famously related to your man who did Moby Dick. That's where the Moby comes from.
You're joking.
Yeah, his actual name is Richard Melville Hall. And wasn't it Herman Melville that wrote Moby Dick,
yeah.
Yeah, and so that's where the Moby name came from.
So he just went with the book.
Yeah. As opposed to calling himself the Big Whale.
I remember years ago my uncle fell down the stairs. I should name myself I'm going to call myself Escalera Gallagher from now on. I'd say he's about 49.
55.
Oh, is he? Well,
he is 55. Mind you, that's some album. His album Play, to be fair. I believe every single track on that album
ended up in an ad.
Yeah.
Every single one ended up in an ad.
I mean, that's worth fortunes alone, isn't it? Without selling
more,
a copy.
He made more from that than he did selling them. He made so much money off that album.
Now, speaking of somebody that Moby would probably be happy to party with on his birthday, right? It's Richard Ashcroft's birthday today. Do you know who he is?
No, who's he again?
Remember The Verve?
Oh,
now
yeah.
The drugs don't work.
They just make things worse. It's as bad as listening to Moby's album again.
To be fair, I actually liked that Verve. What was the name of their album? Was it so?
Oh, I don't know. I hated it.
Because
I was going to work every day in a job that I absolutely hated. And I swear to God, every single morning that song was on the radio.
I'm actually surprised.
Every single morning.
I mean, I like that song, but I'm surprised it didn't get a nomination in the boring songs.
Yeah.
Because there is very much a sort of a... Oh my God, it's terrible.
Man. Oh God, I used to hate it so much. I swear to God. I get collected by the same lads. They used to collect me in fairness, give me a lift into this job. And my God, the silence in that car as we all went into this place. And we were so upset.
Getting more depressed as the journey went on.
Yeah, and every morning, I swear to God, every morning in that summer. Now the drugs don't work. Everything's just getting worse. And this job is never ending and all. It was awful, oh my God.
Brilliant.
And your man would be driving and be picking his nose all the time. And no one would say that. So I don't have happy memories of it. He's about 52.
49.
Oh,
not bad.
The same age. That's the age I said Moby was, for God's sake.
Yeah. Right, what about this? Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Michael Bublé before there was a Michael Bublé.
Yeah, what was his big song again? He was all in black and white in the video. He looked very good.
What was his big song?
What? This is the thing. He was also the country and western, wasn't he?
He was in a couple of movies. Yeah, he was in Memphis Belle. What's about the? He's a pilot in that or something, is he?
I don't know. See, nothing he did was really.
He wrote the soundtrack to When Harry Met Sally.
Did he?
Apparently so. I didn't know that.
Couldn't tell you.
Just reading it here now.
That's a great old movie. That's a proper little feel good. If you're ever in a bad mood, stick it on and have a good laugh movie.
Yeah,
that's a real. That's the proper job.
Yeah, but he was. He wasn't. He kind of like a crooner before. Before Bublé kind of stole his thunder.
Yeah, was he?
No, I never fall in love.
Was that him? No.
It's kind of hard.
Raindrops on fire.
It's hard to pick it out because his songs all would have been covers. He just would have sang songs that Frank Sinatra or somebody would have sang.
That's it, yeah. Now he'll come back again with it.
Actually, maybe he would have done a version of Why do you wanna make those eyes at me fall?
Maybe. I'd say he's about 61.
He's 53.
Ah,
53.
I'm all over the place. I'm back to me ridiculously bad form.
No, you'll redeem yourself with this one. Because, you know, we've been talking about musical legends. Moby and Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
And all that. It is the birthday today of Red Hurley.
Red Hurley!
Red Hurley is celebrating his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Red Hurley.
Yeah, yeah.
What a brilliant
Shades
name.
Shades of Red.
What a brilliant
name.
That
was the name of that famous album.
Is this the one that you had? You were selling to, that was sellotaped to a teapot? What an amazing story that is. I love that story. Jim used to work in a record company many years ago, and they had a sort of a surplus of, you know, CDs. After
yeah, because he had a television show at the time called Shades of Red. It was like an RTE series.
Which is brilliant, isn't it?
and we had the soundtrack for it, we were selling it. And then as we ended up with some overstocks.
There was a little bit of an overstock, yeah.
And they ended up in Dunn's, sellotaped to teapots. You got a free tape when you bought a
teapot. Isn't that fantastic? By the way, when I was doing my Ma's clear out, at the very end, I went up to the attic and found... Remember I was telling you about all those boxes of the Jake Stephens single?
Yeah.
There's still 8 of them up in the attic.
Oh, my God.
And there was no room in the skip for them. I still have 8 boxes of that bloody single.
You'll have to bring them in. We'll have to give them away.
I definitely...
They'll have to become prizes.
I will. I swear to God I will.
Is it the famed Christmas single?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
8 boxes,
and this
man.
Is the perfect time for a Christmas single.
It is.
Based on your sort of... Actually, now, to be honest with you, this is actually a better time than
better
time you,
the time when
you
I released
chose
it.
To release it.
Yeah, I released it on the 12th of January.
Brilliant.
God's sake.
Best Christmas single ever.
I got to say, Red Hurley is 74.
Not bad. 73.
Ah!
Off the post. With
how did that go so wrong? Much like sellotaping CDs to teapots. I've no idea why that didn't work.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday. How are you?
Not too bad at all. 6:32. How are you feeling now, having one week of your sentence under your belt? You've already got one week out of the way. You've only got another 8 to go or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something like that. I think it's up to the 3rd week of October. I'm not sure exactly. But
very good. Right.
Yeah, it's a long sojourn in the dark hours of this lonely...
in the dark hours of my soul.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Poetic and all that nonsense, yeah. But,
Happy Friday, everyone!
He sounds
Sorry, PJ, I used to do this before, and it was difficult because you're basically poleaxed by about 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, if you go to bed at a reasonable hour, I've learned amazingly, rather, you know, you think it's fairly academic, routine stuff, but if you go to bed in time, you'll feel okay.
Right.
Yeah,
I wasn't
true.
Doing that before.
So really? So you were burning the candle at both ends, were you?
Yeah, kind of, but it wasn't exactly doing a whole lot. Like,
what's
just
your bedtime currently?
Well, I was sort of 9:15.
Right, yeah.
So conservative.
I mean, I go to bed at that time and I'm still poleaxed.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And I don't even make it to 8:30.
Yeah, you're both mad. I'm in bed at 8:00, all tucked up, wondering why it's still bright out and screaming at the sun.
I'll tell you something, this is what a party this would be. Yeah. Hey, 3 of us going out in the lash. Everybody wanted to go home by tea time.
Yeah, what's
tea time? It's a bit late. I mean, can we not just do lunch?
Oh, yeah. Say, your mug friend's here, John.
There you are now.
We know how to knock the crack out of knocking around to each other for a few comp plans.
Comp plans? We're making John sound like a white-collar criminal doing a stretch in the joy. He's like, yeah, well, you know.
He feels that way working on this show. Eternal, I want to be the only one here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, Friday 11th of September. Eternal, I want to be the only one, and Part-Time Lover from Stevie Wonder just ahead of that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Thanks for all of the happy Fridays and the good mornings and all that sort of stuff. They're always much appreciated, even if we don't get a chance to give you a shout out.
Fridays are very busy, aren't they?
Very busy. And also, thanks to all the people who gave me the heads up. I was struggling with the name of that Verve album, you know, for the Drugs Don't Work and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Urban Hymns. That's
what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the way you forget something, right?
Yeah.
And then I go, what was the name of that again? And then someone says, and you go, that was it.
Yeah.
I have not having that experience. That to me feels like the first time I've ever heard it. And I know
something.
It isn't.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same, right?
That because, is not ringing a bell, like.
Because for some reason, and I know, you know the way Stevie Wonder had that album, Songs in the Key of Life?
Yes.
Remember he had that album, Sir Duke is on it and all that sort of
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
There's something nagging in my head that somebody else had an album. And it was like Songs in the Key of or something. And it was like a similar title. And it's annoying me. And I thought it was something to do with... Hang on a second.
Oh, Magic here Mike comes Magic Mike.
What? Alicia Keys. Is that it?
Alicia Keys?
Had songs in A minor.
What's he talking about? She wasn't even in the Verve. Dear, oh dear.
What is going on? My screen's
I
just
same here,
blanking
I know,
out.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We've got some proper gremlins in here.
Anyway,
it's a ghost from the past going, Alicia Keys. Sending those messages.
It seems like every time somebody touches a... Somebody obviously is making a cup of tea out there, turned the kettle on and their screens went off.
Yes, don't use the microwave and the kettle at the same time. You're
anyway,
going to cause trouble.
Urban Hymns, thank you. Urban Hymns is what it
that's
was.
That's gas. That doesn't ring a bell at all. You know, it's, yeah. That's so, yeah, and like literally every day I would have heard that song.
And also, somebody reminding us, Harry Connick Jr. starred alongside Will Smith in Independence Day, apparently.
No, what's, I feel like I'm having some sort of, I've woken up in some sort of parallel universe is how I feel today.
Yeah.
Classic.
No, I didn't do anything there.
The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks, hopefully you're in good form. By the way, a couple of things I didn't get to say to you because we were rudely interrupted by the machines, PJ.
Very rudely, yeah.
Very rudely interrupted by the machines. But a couple of things I didn't get to say to you. Somebody just had a brilliant idea in relation to our crunchy dilemma.
Oh, yeah, great.
You know what I was saying? I feel the need to buy you a crunchy.
I feel the need to be sticking one in my face.
Well, there you go. Because you were deprived of your celebratory cake.
I was.
For your birthday success earlier.
I will be celebrating it on the weekend.
It is a very traditional Friday confectionery, a crunchy.
It certainly is.
And I was just saying, obviously struggling because I've got to be here, you know. I can't leave the studio and go off and buy things for you,
well,
which is kind of convenient.
But a few moments there, you could slip
somebody
out.
Somebody has just had a brilliant idea: Deliveroo a crunchy.
You couldn't do that, could you?
I don't know.
Is that actually possible?
Maybe. Who
if
knows?
It's possible, we should do it.
We're
just to see.
We'll look it up.
Deliveroo. The most ridiculously expensive crunchy of all time. But we should definitely do it.
Absolutely. We might have to investigate that. And also, we have to give a shout to Dave in Cork, who reckons it was a cracking call on the crunchy. I think we've given him the goo. I think we've given a lot of people the goo for
a crunchy.
I think
we gave a lot of people the crunchy goo.
Dave is on his way to Dublin for work, and he's currently passing through the sketchy roads of Newtown Shandrum. Or at least he was when he sent that in. So he's in Dan 2.0 country.
Well, it's probably there. So I think he has to travel by horse and everything. So I'd say he probably is still on the sketchy roads.
Yeah. He'd be held up by a Dick Turpin type character.
He certainly will. So through be very careful channel. On the sketchy roads.
Right, let's head into 7 o'clock, knowing that we're heading for the hit bit and the chance to win all of that cash.
Absolutely. 1,790. Is that what it is? We've got to do the 18.
Absolutely.
We've got to do the 1,800 quid in the hit bit now, yeah. I've decided. It's your 10 or 2.
Thank you. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez waiting for tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 10 past 7. Happy Friday to you folks. What have we got? Loads on the way. The hit bin on the way for you very shortly. Also, I know you had a little snippet of Footloose there and people have given us sticks saying we cut it off. Wasn't us.
It wasn't us, no.
We are washing our hands of it. There's mad stuff going on with the technology this morning. I don't know what the heck is going on. The place is... It's got a world, it's a life of its own.
It is a life of its own. It's like monsters and goblins and all going around.
So it wasn't us interfering with Kenny Loggins and Footloose. But anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is standing by. We've decided to round up the hit bit to €1,800 and it's on the way for you very shortly. In the background there, you'll probably hear the strains of Game of Thrones.
What a, yeah. Look, if you know the name George R.R. Martin, or if George R.R. Martin rings a bell, it should do, and it's the last time I want to say George R.R. Martin because it's actually got it's quite a mouthful.
It is.
But George R.R. Martin is the man who wrote Game of Thrones, and he's in the middle of a little bit of controversy at the moment because he lives, I couldn't believe when I just saw a picture of the house he lives in now. He's obviously a multi-millionaire.
But he lives in something that looks like a little cabin or something.
It's a very modest house. Yeah. Like, he lives in New Mexico. And he just lives in one of those houses that's very common in New Mexico, right between two other, kind of like their version of a housing estate, really.
Yeah.
Very normal gaff. And he's done that thing now. You know why some people, they win the lottery and they just, you never see them again. They head off and they buy their dream home. And other people win the lottery and they go, but you know, I like me neighbours. Maybe I'll just do an extension. And maybe I'll buy the house next door and I'll knock in the wall.
Knock it through. And
then next thing you know, you have a house in Walkinstown or something with two ebony lions in the driveway. You know, that type of thing.
With a Roman Colosseum front on us.
Yeah. You're driving through Donnymead and you're like, what is going on there? You there's a big Colosseum, you know. And like a stone cheetah on its back legs up in the front garden. You're going, is that out of place now, or is that just me? And it seems he's doing the biggest case of that ever, because he wants to now turn the house he has into a castle, like a proper, full-on miniature castle, with a seven-sided wall.
You've gone off, hang on a second, right, see what I mean? It's not us, it's the machines.
Hello.
Now you're
there
back,
you go.
You're back, yeah.
So he wants to build this like seven-sided freestanding library, and he wants to build, a miniature lake out the back, because he won't move to a real castle. Obviously the neighbours are now going, they're very upset over it, you know what I mean? Because they're saying, we all live in normal houses. And there's going to be this castle in the middle with a freestanding library. One of his neighbours has made a complaint saying, all it's missing is Jon Snow and a couple of dragons.
I was just about to say, it sounds like he's recreating a set from Game of Thrones.
It is really like that, yeah.
To live in.
And the gas thing is, if you look at his house and the way it is now, right?
Yeah.
He's got a letterbox. You know the American-style letterboxes that are out by the road?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, his one is already a little castle. And he's turning the letterbox into the house. So he's designing his house around
his letterbox.
He seems like a right madman.
And so it's going to be, obviously it's going to have to be within the confines of the space he has.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he's going to try and fit a castle into what effectively is like the space of a small detached house.
Essentially, yeah. So it'll be hexagon shaped for the seven-sided wall, right?
Right.
It'll be the freestanding middle. So, and then off the hexagon, so there will be a round room and a big turret that breaks, of course, planning permissions law.
Of course.
And in the way to that, there'll be, like, on the driveway where the drive, it's going to pull the side of the front door porch out. So it would be way too long.
Is he going to build a moat and all? Have a drawbridge?
He's having a mini lake out the back with a drawbridge on it. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
apparently
he thinks leave him at it, but then...
Way to... That's because we don't have to live beside him.
I know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's very funny watching those community groups, because community groups, you know, NIMBYism and all of that.
Normally they
make it up like, well, it's going to open the floodgates now and it's really not fitting with the
area. It'll bring down the cost or the cost of the house prices in the area.
Yeah, all that really is just NIMBYism. But these people really do have a point. Like, and one of the neighbours is saying, it's just going to open the floodgates to any rich millionaire that wants to live in our housing estate and turn it into his playground. I don't think you need to worry about that. I think
as a millionaire's playground, I think there's other places people might think of. The best part would be if somebody was looking for George or Martin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you were doing that thing of like, do you know George or Martin? I believe he lives on this street. Yeah. Which house is it? Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to just take a look at the houses?
Do you want to
have a guess at which one he lives in?
You know, it's not often I say it, but trust me, just go down there, you can't miss it.
Yeah, the new Radicals, you get what you give. 24 minutes past 7 here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you, folks. Thank you for letting us wake up happy with you on this Friday. A couple of people to give a quick shout out to. Linda's been on, PJ. She wants us to wish our hubby Liam a happy wedding anniversary. Liam Davey is his name. 21 years married to Linda.
Fantastic. Happy very much big day to you.
Absolutely. Happy wedding anniversary to you both. And also, another one in, somebody saying, can you please wish my daughter Orla Doyle a very happy 18th birthday today? We're usually out doing a 10K run together.
Oh, wow.
But she took the morning off.
Good for her.
Because it's her birthday.
Yeah, and John's right too.
So, Mam Neve, Dad Carl and big sister Megan wanted to wish Orla Doyle a happy 18th birthday today. There's also somebody who's retiring as a tea lady today.
All right.
Yeah, guys, my last day of working, retiring from school, Nicholas, I think it is, in Frankfield in Cork, after 16 years as a tea lady. Looking after 70 members of staff.
Unbelievable. Well, you have a great retirement and hope you have a great last day or
Absolutely.
Last week or whatever it is.
Yeah, brilliant.
Amazing.
Did we get a name? We didn't get... Kathleen O'Neill. Good stuff. And also, right, you know the way we get the WhatsApps in from Leonard in Limerick?
Yeah, what we do, yeah.
Right. We sent a very strange one today.
Oh, no.
Because basically, he said he took clothes out of the tumble dryer.
Right.
And found chicken bones in them.
Chicken bones?
Yeah.
And he thought, what's the first thing I'll do? I better tell PJ and Jim about it.
Yeah, look at that. Lads, I have a weird one for you. I took the clothes out of the dryer this morning and found a load of chicken bones from Leonard and Limerick.
Leonard, I can't make head nor tail of this story. Was there a chicken in there? Did you find a weird way of cooking a chicken? Because if you found a new way of cooking a chicken in a tumble dryer, let's face it, we all want to know about it. Especially if it can bode it and everything.
Yeah, Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love. 28 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday. Somebody just WhatsApped in. I'd say Leonard's clothes smelt foul.
Yeah.
Come on.
I didn't get it. Oh, my God, I'm
chicken
slow
bones.
Today. Yeah, I get it now. Oh, my God, I'm so slow. I'm like, of course it is. There was a chicken, like...
Anyway, listen, Dave and Balbriggan wants us to give a shout out to himself and all of the lads from Balbriggan. They're doing a big charity cycle. They're doing the Ring of Kerry.
Oh, brilliant.
Raising money for Beaumont Hospital and St. Francis Hospice. They've 12 grand raised so far. That's good going, isn't it?
That's good going.
That's
like
serious cash.
And it must be, obviously, it's a sort of a cause that means a lot to Jim, because he's mentioning cycling and he hasn't said anything bad. So,
well, yeah.
I think it's pretty good. So fair play, everybody. You've done something amazing today.
Because you're doing it for charity, I'm going to let you away with the fact that you're destroying people's lives in the Ring of Kerry.
I don't believe
by cycling around it.
Yeah, there you go.
Ruining the views, holding up genuine motorists who are just trying to enjoy the drive.
Ruining the views. That's a bit harsh. Ruining the views.
Yeah, you
do.
Middle-aged men with their funny lycra carry-on. Ridiculous carry-on.
Croissants in their shorts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, all joking aside, best of luck, Dave and all the lads from Balbriggan. Great cause, 12
grand.
Going,
lads. 12
grand,
that's a nice chunk of change.
Absolutely,
now.
Best of luck with it. Right, speaking of money, we've got a hit bit on the way, but first... At 7:30, it is time to check in on the latest headlines. Here's John.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning. Applicants to third level will learn today if they've been accepted into the course of their choice. The points required for courses up because of the great inflation in the calculated leaving cert. The UK government's rejecting demands to scrap draft legislation which undermines the withdrawal agreement. The Minister for Public Expenditure says the current restrictions relating to COVID-19 will remain in place until the government publishes its roadmap next week. The Department of Health, of course, notified of 136 new confirmed cases. Pubs in Dublin could remain closed because of the rising cases, and the LVA, a lobby group for pubs, say that the public health doctors have an anti-pub agenda. Microsoft says it's detected and stopped a series of cyber attacks targeting the US presidential election. Also in the US, more than 500,000 people in the state of Oregon are fleeing wildfires, and the New York City skyline will be lit up later tonight commemorating those who lost their lives in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Serena Williams' bid for a 24th Grand Slam title must wait. The American beaten in three sets by Victoria Azarenka in the US Open semi-finals in New York. Sam Bennett with a strong advantage in the green points race in the 13th stage of the Tour de France today. This evening's game away to Bohemians likely to be John Sheridan's final game in charge of Waterford. He's strongly linked with the vacancy at Wigan Athletic. The English Championship season kicks off with a meeting of Watford and Middlesbrough. An Open champion Shane Lowry carding a 4 under par 68 on day 1 of the USPGA Tour's Safeway Open in California.
Jambusters traffic on Classic Hits.
Traffic on the roads this morning is slowly and steadily building in many, many areas. Dublin traffic is currently been metered into the southbound bore of the Port Tunnel due to volume at the port on the other side. Traffic slow on approach as a result. Traffic lights remain out at Baggot Street Bridge, so approach with care there. Elsewhere, there's a slowdown on the Tuam Road inbound from Castlegar to Burhana Drav. And also this morning, the Roscarbery-Glandore Road, as has been for some time, remaining closed until further notice following damage created by flooding last month.
Weather on Classic Hits with PetInsurance.ie. We know healthy pets are happy pets. Be smart. Protect your wallet and your pets. PetInsurance.ie.
A wet and breezy start in the west and northwest. Drier elsewhere this morning. Rain will spread southeastwards for low falls. Brighter conditions following on with sunny spells and scattered showers. Top temperatures 15 to 18 degrees.
Weather on Classic Hits with PetInsurance.ie. Your pet is part of the family. Protecting them against mishaps makes sense. Only at PetInsurance.ie.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. Right, we've decided to round up the hit bit, PJ.
Yeah, we are going to do €1,800.
Yes,
€1,800 this morning. A huge chunk of change on the Classic Hit bit. It's not even a double money nothing. That's where it is. So 087.
It's not even a double money nothing.
It's not even a double money nothing. That's a regular hit bit. Yeah, I know. I know. It's as mad as the way I phrased it.
Absolutely. Listen, have a listen to this. This is it. I know you've heard it a million times and you'll probably hear it a million more. And you can do it on classichits.e.
At 8 o'clock, good morning, I'm John.
There's
Hart.
John. Look, God, there he is now. Look at that. He can't leave it alone.
I know. Yeah, yesterday's news today. I got to say, 087-188-0008.
What a morning this
give
is.
Give us a
machines
message.
Are against us. Newsreaders are against us. It's a battle, PJ.
Yeah, you know something? It's the brave frontier here. This is the Game of Thrones of radio.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth a whopping 1,790 quid for the Friday, but we're sticking in a tenner from Jim.
I was going to give a woo there to. It's just me, isn't it?
Yeah, because you know why? The Boy. Lack of cake. The lack of Friday cake.
It's
the lack
a fair
of
point
cake,
you make. It's a fair point you make. But all I would say to you is, if I'm going to throw in a personal tenner, it may impact the crunchy buying. That's all I'm saying.
A fiver each from me and Jim this morning on the Classic Hit Bit. €1,800 is what we're going to make. And here's what it sounds like this morning. That's all for you. If you can just tell us what it is, of course, classichits.ie. If it's not won this morning, there's where you go to listen to that as many times as you like. Carol Fahey, we're going to play with first. Hey, Carol.
Hi, yeah. How's it going, PJ?
How are you, Carol? How's things?
I'm great. I'm all excited because my grandchildren are listening to me in Scotland.
Oh, wow. What part of Scotland are they in?
Ayrshire,
savage. Right, do you want to say hello to them? Give them a shout out.
I say hello to Caitlin, Holly and Killian.
Caitlin, brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. Right, so now let's give them some...
Sure, we're nearly global now, PJ. Scotland and everything listening to
God.
Us.
There's even a lad in Hong Kong listens all
incredible,
the time. And
incredible,
I tell you.
We're around the world.
Right, so Carol, take your guess. Let's see what we can do.
It's Dexy's Midnight Runners, Gino.
Mike, we love
Gino,
that song.
What a song.
We love
Mike,
that song.
Mike, can we please play that song, can we?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a great song.
The last time that was on, do you remember the two of us went in and watched it on the old YouTube? Directly after, because we liked the
great,
song.
Oh, great, great it was.
Right, so what is it, do you think, Mike? Well, you know what it is. Tell Carol.
Anyway, do you know, it's a good guess. Come on.
Oh,
PJ
no.
and Jim, oh, no. do. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, the boy.
Listen to him, come on, the boy.
Mike's, oh, my God, that was extraordinary. God. He lost the run of himself.
I lost it there now.
Carol, I tell you, you brought out the worst in Mike there. I don't know what you're out there doing to him.
It's like he's jarred.
Never mind, I got to say hello to my grandkids. I haven't seen them for 10 months.
I'll tell you something. I'm sure they were delighted to hear you.
I'd say they are. They'll be on now in a few minutes telling
brilliant.
Me how great I was.
Listen, happy Friday to you, Carol. Have a cracking day and a cracking weekend. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
See you, Carol. Good luck. Bye. Right, so, Cathy Byrne waiting patiently. Hi, Cathy.
Hi, how are you, lad?
Oh, great, Cathy. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
What are you up to today? Have you got any plans at all? Are you at home for the day or are you going to work or what?
No, I am. It's the usual morning madness. Trying to get them out the door and school.
And how many have you got to get out the door?
I have four of them to get out.
Oh my god, four of them!
Oh my god!
Holy god, it must be like trying to be a sergeant major. It's like a platoon.
Yeah, the kids, that's what they say I am.
And how much does it cost to insure a minibus? God, Cathy, you've got your hands full this morning, right? So we'd love to give you a few quid, so we would. €1,800. What do you think?
I think it could be the Police, Roxanne.
Oh, another great song.
Another cracker.
God,
yeah.
Two really belters strong. This morning. Oh, absolute belters.
An absolute belter. And I'll tell you something, if this isn't right, because it's such a good tune, I mean, it's a crime. And you know who you have to call.
Oh,
it's a crime.
My God. Oh, my God.
It's wrong.
That even got an oh, my God, from Cathy. You know that, don't you? That's how bad that one was.
After a week of...
That definitely deserves a clue.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. We totally agree with you, Cathy, but there's no moving them this time. There's no clues coming.
Anyway, listen, Cathy, have a good day. I hope you it all goes smooth getting them all out to school. Have a cracker. Take care.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Cheers, Cathy. Bye-bye now. Right, so it means it rolls on to Mr. Boylan. There's still debates as to what time. Do you know what time Niall Boylan does the actual...
Yeah, 1:45.
Quarter to one.
Quarter to one.
So
wait, what were you saying?
I was saying 1:45.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't be listening to Jim, so I kept saying quarter to one by accident.
And it turns out you were right all along.
And it turns out, yeah.
Who'd have thought that, PJ? You were right.
It's shocking, isn't it? Like, there's Cathy now, has to get four kids into thing, into, you know, every day.
Yeah.
Three of us come in here every day. Two of us most days. We still can't figure out the hippie.
Eagle Eye Cherry saved tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 7 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Friday. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. And thank you to so many of you who have. And I just want to draw your attention to a flurry.
Yeah.
An absolute flurry of WhatsApps which have come in. I'll just give you this one. I won't go through them all because there's
okay,
loads. I'll just give you this one as a sort of a sample, right? But here it just says this. It says, Jim, you're right.
What?
It's between 1:30 and 2 p.m. that Niall plays the hit bit. I listen to this radio station all day, every day.
Right.
So I think you'll find that it's actually at 1:45 he plays it. Well, not as you pair of absolute bananas said at 1:45.
Can we find out?
So, just to reiterate that particular WhatsApp, Jim, you're right.
Is he listening in mainland Europe though? Because they are an hour ahead, which would make perfect sense.
I'll tell you something. I was about to say that because I was proved right, that would exempt me then from having to do the crunchy run.
Yes.
But we had an even better WhatsApp in than one that says, Jim, you're right.
Yeah, okay.
And it simply says, crunchies at the door.
Oh, and there's Mike holding them.
Look at them.
Look at that.
It's Kay Dempsey is what's written on the... Keith.
I can't believe it.
It's Keith. It's Dublin Keith.
Dublin Keith is after dropping in crunchies and getting Jim off the hook.
Oh,
well,
Keith.
Fair play.
Fantastic.
Fair play to you, Keith.
Fantastic.
Why is this week cake betting better for Jim when I'm supposed to be the one that won something? You know
it's
what I mean?
It's all about sharing, PJ. It's a time of coming together as a nation.
You're an awful fecker, you are. Do you know that? Every time I win something, you start giving me the sharing nonsense.
Right.
Unbelievable the way he does that. It's all about sharing, is it? Yeah, yeah. Brilliant, yeah.
Let's move on from this towards the breakfast table quiz, shall we?
Why won't you let me get sleep under your bed then, when they ask? Wow, Gino!
Oh, fantastic!
What an absolute tune that is.
Oh my God, there is genuinely one you won't have heard in ages. We asked Magic Mike to pop it in. It was guest on the hit bit today. It was wrong. Dexy's Midnight Runners and Gino for the hit bit, but it was, oh my God.
Oh, what a song.
So good.
What a song.
I haven't heard that in yonks. Brilliant stuff. Dexy's and Gino, happy Friday, folks. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. As I say, happy Friday to you. And thank you to the magnificent man.
Yes,
the perfect specimen of humanity that is Keith Dempsey from Dublin, who literally has dropped in PJ and Mike and myself. Crunchies.
Yeah, unbelievable.
To celebrate a happy Friday.
So he's such a nicer fella than Jim, because Jim was supposed to do it. He was building up to it. We all know he would have got there.
In the end.
Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Listen, good news about snacking, by the way, while we're about to tuck into our crunchies, right?
Yeah.
You know the way we have all these sort of myths and ideas about what helps you sleep and what disturbs your sleep. These are big things. So such things as, like, you can't eat cheese or you'll get nightmares.
Yeah.
You know all this else.
Yeah.
You can't eat just before you go to bed or you won't get a good sleep.
Yeah, because it won't have digested and everything. Late night snacking is supposed
that
to
little thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, prevent you sleeping.
Yeah, and then, you know, you shouldn't be looking at screens before you go asleep. Well, I've got good news. Good news indeed. A guy called Dr. Ranj, who's a TV professional apparently, and we all know TV professionals should be trusted far more than medical ones, and he says it's all a load of utter nonsense. He says snacking when you're going to bed, nothing wrong with it, won't disturb your sleep at all.
Ooh.
And in fact, cheese is loaded with vitamin B, so if you eat it before you go to bed, you might even get a better sleep than you would have beforehand.
No way.
It actually helps your sleep. So there you go.
Because I am a bit superstitious about the cheese before bed. I do tend to avoid it ridiculously.
Not mad. Isn't it? We get all these ideas about what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah. So people think, oh, should I have an easy single now? Like, I'm going to bed in an hour. Eat your easy single. Don't be letting all that old nonsense
get you. Or even eat cheese.
Or even...
Yeah. I mean, if you want to have a plastic easy single, eat it. Yeah. Or you could have some cheese.
That's a very, it's a very good point, actually. That's actually a very good point you're making. But they're saying it's unlikely to affect your quality of sleep at all. He also goes on to say this thing that everybody has to get 8 hours of sleep a night to feel refreshed and to feel
functioning. Anybody ever get that?
I do.
Well,
man.
You do. I suppose, honestly.
Like,
do you actually sleep a solid 8 hours? Not just 8 hours in bed. Do you sleep a solid 8 hours?
Yeah, now the last couple of nights I have woken up to do urination. So it's been slightly disturbed. But I would be straight back to sleep, yeah?
Right.
I sleep like God, a log, man.
You're so lucky, man.
I know. They're lazy now. Sometimes I get spots where I don't.
You think I'm bad. Mike gets about, 45 minutes or something?
Yeah.
On an average night.
Five or six
minutes.
Five or 6 hours on average.
Existing on 5 hours of sleep.
I couldn't cope. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Actually,
to be honest with you. Yeah, no, I'd certainly get more than five.
What do you think? What do you think your average is? Like, over the week. I see Jim tortures himself just before he even answers the question.
I'd guess I'd be in the six.
Would you?
Yeah.
See, we all know what your problem is, though. You're the type of headcase.
We all know what my problem is.
We all know what Jim's problem is. Jim's problem is he goes to bed early and he's very disciplined, right? From Sunday to Thursday, he frees his mind. And then Friday, he gets this bee in his bonnet. I want to stay up till the middle of the night. Why shouldn't I stay up to the middle of the night? And then Monday, he comes in with actual jet lag. Like, actual jet lag. He's got full jet lag, and it takes him 3 days to recover.
Well, yeah, okay. So, I will confess that my routine does change
on
a Friday and Saturday night.
He goes from going to bed at 9 or something till, 1 o'clock in the morning or some mad hour. And you know what I mean? And sometimes I hear...
Because I want to see what it's like to be a normal human being that's allowed to stay up.
That's the thing, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I've been a school child for 50 years.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Going to bed at 9 o'clock.
And then here's us judging you because you like being normal. Because you want to be a normal human being. Yeah. Anyway, all I've taken from this study is that every night going to bed, it's totally okay to bring up a packet of cheese and onion crisps and a load of fizzy drinks.
Yeah, and your iPad and everything.
And as long as you don't check your emails and you watch Netflix, you're grand. Yeah, that's what I've taken from this study.
Yeah, I like that. I'll go with that.
I can live with that now. Yeah. What day is it? Oh, it's Friday!
Yeah.
It's Friday! Oh my God, so what time are you going to bed tomorrow, Jim?
I don't have to go to bed early tonight.
Wait, you see Jim now, he'll be walking up the stairs with a whole, it'll be like a roll of blue cheese. He'll be rolling up the stairs about 1 o'clock in the morning. And his miss will be giving out to me there going, stop trying to make me feel like this isn't normal.
PJ will be texting me now. Are you in bed yet? Are you in bed yet?
Save some of that cheese for Monday morning.
Great stuff. Guaranteed Irish and emotional fish and celebrate. Here at Classic Hits, 16 and a half minutes past 8. Happy Friday to you folks. Celebrate, this party's over. It's time to go to bed.
I'm telling you, oh my God, I'm still licking the remnants of a crunchy off the back of my teeth here. I'm having a great time.
Delicious. By the way, a couple of texts in. Sue was on to say, I'm the same as Mike. 5 hours. 5 hours 40 for me. She's been very precise.
My God, that's really specific.
That's where your problem is, Mike. If you could get yourself an extra 40 minutes.
I'd love to be that precise. I'd love to know how much I'll get.
That's what Sue gets.
See,
5 hours 40 minutes. Even at weekends, when I don't have to get up for work. Constantly knackered is the story of my life.
And why not stay in bed when you don't have to get up for work? Maybe it's like Mike, maybe it's a house full of little people as well. Yeah. That always changes everything, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah, is that the main reason with you?
That's the main reason. No, I'll be honest with you, I'd probably sleep half the day if I didn't have children.
Yeah.
Somebody else
has been on to say, 8 hours, I get 4 to 5 a night if I'm lucky. And any more has me dog tired the following day.
This person
gets tired the more sleep they get.
That's that thing. Did it ever happen to you where you get a really mental sleep in and then you've slept so much you're more tired? Did you ever get that? No.
Yeah.
Jim's looking at me like I'm mad. Yeah.
Do your brains not do the thing sometimes when you get 15 minutes or an hour and you wake up momentarily and your brain goes, well, that's that, so...
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you have a nap and you feel like you've had, like,
wake up after 5 minutes.
Sometimes naps are the best sleeps of all.
Yeah, but even at night time, like after an hour or something, where your brain just goes, that's grand now.
Oh, you think it's time to get up and you realise, oh my God, it's only 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, really? Sometimes that does happen. I wake up at like 3 o'clock, whatever, and I watch a full movie before I come in here.
Yeah.
And the day feels mad. Because I've watched a movie, I've gotten up, I've come into work, I've had my breakfast, and it's still dark.
Sure, I think you're nocturnal, man. Are you part vampire or something?
What do you mean? I couldn't be nocturnal.
What are you doing? You go.
No, that's rare.
You get up in the middle of the night. What is wrong with your body clock?
No, that's rare. That's rare. Like, generally speaking, I'm the opposite of nocturnal. Generally speaking, like, I didn't see a darkness at all for about 3 months this year. Because I go to bed when it was still bright. I wake up when it's still bright. Mm. I do the same through the weekends, you know. Unlike Whistling Jim over there, who wants to be a normal person. I'm quite happy being a weirdo. So I go through months without seeing sunlight or without seeing darkness at all. And then you wake up one day and it's the middle of the night and you watch a movie because you get so much sleep during the week, sure. Why wouldn't you?
Of course. Yeah, that sounds perfectly normal. By the way, somebody said that guy whose survey you read out, that Dr. Range guy, apparently is very good. He's the bloke off Phil and Holly. Is that right?
It doesn't really go into detail.
Off this morning or whatever.
Like, I left out a lot of the article because I didn't want it to be proved wrong or anything, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of it doesn't really seem that reliable, if I'm being completely honest. But it suits my agenda perfectly. Exactly. The fact that it was sponsored by a furniture village tells me that maybe Furniture Village, it's not quite like the same as being sponsored by the National Health Advisory.
No. You know, but in fairness, Furniture Village... But, you know, don't have any particular agenda with the whole snacking industry.
Well, no, they might be slightly attached to the bed sales end of things. But, you know, so I just decided Dr. Range and a furniture village were the best source of whether it's okay to eat cheese and go to bed.
That sounds like truth to me. By the way, as we were talking about going global, because we had listeners in Scotland earlier on.
Yeah.
Joel's been on to say he's listening to us in France while he's working.
Oh.
He's working in France at the moment and listening away.
Amazing. That's
impressive stuff. And also, by the way, just while I think about it, Andy Badnew sent me this on. We have to say hi to Keith, who's getting married to Rebecca in Cabra Castle today.
I never knew there was a castle in Cabra.
Yeah, you see, do you know what that is? That's similar to what you were saying about your man from Game of Thrones. Building, you know, like a castle in the middle of a housing estate.
Cabra Castle can't be in Cabra. I've been around Cabra so many times, there's no castle
in Cabra. It says it on the email, in Cabra Castle. Maybe somebody has... put a massive extension onto their house.
That if somebody, please tell me you're getting married in the extension of someone's car. Oh, Mike's found out about Cabra Castle. Look.
Oh, hang on a second, we have a solution.
Yeah, it's not in Cabra, it's in Cavan.
Well, why does it say Cabra?
I guess it was sponsored
on
by
the email.
It's sponsored by Bohemian Football Club,
no,
I'd say.
No, it is called Cabra Castle, but it's in Cavan.
Oh, yeah, so
how confusing is that going to be?
Yeah.
There'll
be a whole load of people asking on the streets of Cabra today. Where's the castle? What? The castle?
Yeah,
there's a castle.
Yeah.
There's a castle around here.
Are you talking about the shopping centre?
Do you know where you are, man?
Dublin Castle's over there. It's in town. It's about a half an hour's walk, people will be saying.
So Cabra Castle's actually in Cavan.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah,
it looks nice as well. It's on 100 acres of parkland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeepers.
I'd love a break in a castle. Do you know that way? Do you ever see, you know, when you look at those great hotels, they're all around Ireland. It's like Cabra Castle and Dromoel and Castle and, you know, Clontarf Castle. They look so fantastic and all. And they are fantastic. And then you go, oh, do you know something? I'll treat myself to a night. Whoa! Think maybe an L3 star would be a bit easier.
Yeah. You know, breakfast. Or maybe I'll just sleep outside and pretend.
Maybe I'll just bring that block of cheese to bed.
Anyway, listen, Trish and Jerry sent the email. Keith and Rebecca are the ones getting married. Have a fantastic day. Yeah, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Here at Classic Hits, almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. It's the final call on the breakfast table quiz. Magic Mike is standing by. He's watching your WhatsApps flooding in. Try and impress him. Get on, have a go. 9, and the prize is yours, courtesy of Specsavers in Stillorgan. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Ah, the strains of Kanye in the background. What a man, eh? Man that might well yet be the future president.
Well, yeah, I know. And I look, let's be honest, he might be the future president. He's on the campaign trail. If Trump can do it, basically anyone can do it. And you might think we have had a hard time through lockdown. We all have had a little bit of pressures and stress. There's no doubt about it. But spare a thought for the people who are really suffering. Kanye West has been rushed into hospital.
Oh my God.
Rushed into hospital. Now, don't worry, don't panic. The statement has been released. He is okay. He is going to make it. But unfortunately, he was rushed into hospital with a very sore hand from over-texting.
Oh, over-texting.
Over-texting, yeah.
Wow.
He put up a photograph.
You know what he should do? He should take it Yeezy. Oh, hey. Come on.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, I tell you. That was a mic drop moment, that was.
Definitely one of Mike's puns that was dropped. But yeah, he said, so this is the guy, you know, Mr. Jesus is King himself. He sent out a picture on his Twitter yesterday. Wanted to let people know he was okay. Had his right hand looking kind of like any other normal right hand. But he had a caption that said, "Too much texting, bro." And that this really is the story. Like, this story doesn't really go anywhere. He had to get cortisone mixed with a whittle sprinkle of lidocaine. Whatever.
I thought lidocaine was for burns, no?
I don't know. I thought lidocaine was like deep heat. You kind of rubbed it on yourself.
Muscle. Okay.
I don't know what it is, yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Nor I, truthfully.
But they said that he's had this cortisone mixed with a little sprinkle of lidocaine to treat his condition. It's been called a condition.
Are you saying a little sprinkle? Or are you saying a whittle?
A whittle. It says a whittle. The quote from his management says, mixed with a whittle. A whittle sprinkle of lidocaine is what the quote says.
A whittle sprinkle?
A whittle sprinkle, yeah.
Do they have to speak to him like that? Would you like a little whittle with a bit of a sprinkle on it, Kanye? Yeah. Would you like a little whittle? Will I kiss it better? Would they like a little whittle?
You know, I'm reading it. I presumed, actually, when I read this, I'm not even messing, that whittle was like some proper word of like a measurement of lidocaine.
It probably is. Just sounds so weird.
Obviously, it's just a misprint. It has to be, doesn't it? Like, it's obviously the measurement of it. Hey, would you like a whittle? How's your wickle hand feeling now? Can't wait.
Who's a very good boy?
You're a very good boy. Look at you. You hold your hand on the testicle. You don't even cry. You didn't even cry. So he also shared a picture of himself, or a video of himself, being injected with the lidocaine.
Oh.
Which he said, thankfully for all of us, that don't worry, it worked instantly.
Excellent. So he'll be back texting again.
Absolutely, yeah. He's instantly okay. Not a bother on him. He's already texting and twittering away. Not a bother.
It's a shame something like that wouldn't happen to Trump, isn't it? That he wouldn't end up with a massive texting injury.
Yeah.
Be rushed to hospital and told, "I'm sorry to have to break this to you, Mr. Trump, but you'll never be able to text again."
Yeah. I don't understand. You'll never be able to text again. I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, can we get Kanye's doctor in? Kanye's doctor goes, "Your poor little hand, you can't be able to do the thing.
You get to do the tweets.
You do the tweety hand.
You'll be able to do the little tweets.
Your tweety hand has got the buckle in it." Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's extraordinary, isn't it? It's an extraordinary injury to guest. To apparently have had, to be rushed to hospital.
I know, this is the thing.
For something that is a texting injury.
I know, let's try rushing one of us into hospital with a text sprain. Imagine the waiting list for that.
You don't understand. He was in the middle of a really important text.
Yeah. What? Was he? Yeah.
There's a bloke over there who's got, you know, both his arms are in slings. Yeah, I know, yeah.
But he wasn't texting. And he's not important. I mean, you know, I'm obviously Kanye West. I'm hugely important. That's the thing. Imagine going to A&E with a sore hand from texting. Yeah, I'd say you'd be waiting about 4 days for them to get around you.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next dog gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz, with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See KES.ie.
Right, so this week we're on board, of course, with Specsavers in Stillorgan. We have got a €500 voucher for you to win, courtesy of Specsavers in Stillorgan. If you win us, you can use it towards their glasses. They've got 2-for-1 on glasses at the moment, including designers like Tommy Hilfiger, DKNY, Marc Jacobs, Superdry, loads more. You can use it towards their contact lenses. They've actually got 50% off your first 3 months' supply of contact lenses if you sign up to their home delivery subscription. That runs until the 26th of this month. Or even their hearing aids. You can check out their hearing aids. They start apparently from €750. There's free hearing tests as well. And of course, if you're not using it in store, if you're not around the Stillorgan area to actually pop in and chat to them, you can use it on their e-commerce store. So you can go online, specsavers.ie/stores/Stillorgan, and use it there. And by the way, that I was telling you earlier on about the chance to win the sunglasses.
Yes.
Apparently you can do it on our Facebook page.
Oh, very good, even better.
So from 10 o'clock this morning, you can pop onto the Classic Hits Facebook page and win yourself a pair of sunglasses, courtesy of Specsavers Dillorgan, to the value of £239.
Brilliant. Now, also, I made a little bit of a mistake earlier on. I shortchanged Carl Goodwin, who's in the lead, by saying it was 8 to beat. It's actually 9 to beat. So
is
10
it?
Or more, just into double numbers, is what we need to try and get the win today.
I agreed with you. I thought it was only 9 we needed, but it's 10.
It's 10, so we're looking for double numbers. So Rebecca McKeown is going to have a go this morning. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
How are you getting on this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Not too bad at all. Happy Friday to you. Have any plans?
Yeah, we're actually just on the way down to Lahinch for the weekend.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, amazing.
Lahinch.
Yeah, County Clare.
Are you a surfer girl?
We're going to give it a go.
Oh, it's so much crack.
I'd love to be able to do it. It's one of the things I would love to be able to do, but I know I'd be rubbish at.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? It's one of those things that takes a lot of time and patience, and eventually it's very rewarding, so not for us.
Occasionally I struggle to stand up. So the idea of doing it on a board on the sea.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's all about, if you're going to Lahinch, it's all about going into O'Looney's afterwards for a big fish and chips and everything. It's great spot.
Right, Rebecca, listen, enjoy that, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy this €500 voucher from Specsavers and Stillorgan. So we are looking for 10, it appears. We got 60 seconds to try and get it. The best of luck. Here we go.
Who established the Mongol Empire and became Khan of the Mongol tribes?
No idea.
Genghis Khan, who is the lower singing voice, a baritone or a tenor? Tenor.
A tenor.
It's a baritone. A cuckoo and an alarm are both types of what?
Clock.
In language, what word is both a type of root plant and a hair colour?
Brown.
Ginger. Which rock group had hits with You're My Best Friend and Somebody to Love?
Queen.
Yeah, what's the smallest type of tree in the world?
Bonsai.
Who invented the television?
Green Bell.
John Logie Baird. Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
What type of animal is Scooby-Doo?
A dog.
Serena and Venus Williams are famous for what?
Tennis.
Complete the title of this musical, Seven Brides for what?
No idea.
Seven Brothers. Shanghai is a city in what country?
China.
Which animal do insomniacs count when trying to fall asleep?
Sheep.
What's the chemical element for silver? Oh, God.
No, he needs to get another one. You need to get
another question.
Yeah.
I can't believe I read the question backwards because I was trying to give you the answer. What blue cartoon characters are described as being three apples tall?
Yes, well done. Well done, right? I tell you, you got a bit of surge on at the end there.
I know, yeah. And you weren't helped by me. I just went into, I was like doing the stutter rap on you there.
It was a sticky start, but you had a bit of a surge on towards the end. Was it enough? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, my God. So close.
Not to worry.
Just needed one more, Rebecca. That's a shame. I'll get Magic Mike to double check that I counted it right, but at 9 to me it seems, and it means that not quite good enough to take over Carl's score.
No worries, well done Carl.
Listen, enjoy Lahinch anyway. Have a good time. Take care of yourself.
See you later, Rebecca. Thanks for having a go.
Bye bye. Yeah, so Carl Goodwin, winner with just 9.
I know, yeah. She would have got it there if I had kept up and didn't read out a question about Genghis Khan, which felt like reading Genesis from the Bible at the start.